Today, Lebanese Prime Minister Fouad Siniora called for a ceasefire on both sides. He said he wants an end to what he described as Israel's destruction of Lebanon.
Can the international community stand by while such callous retribution by the State of Israel is inflicted on us? Will you allow innocent civilians, churches, mosques, orphanages, medical supplies, escorted by the Red Cross, people seeking shelter or fleeing their homes and villages, to be the casualties of this ugly war?
We're joined now by Lebanon's Minister for Social Affairs, Naila Mouawad, who's in Beirut. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, too.
I'd like to ask you about conditions in Lebanon now. The Prime Minister today said that Lebanon has been torn to shreds. What's your understanding about humanitarian conditions in particular?
Let me tell you, we are living a real humanitarian disaster. We have continuous floods of refugees. And we are also very concerned about the villages who are in the southeast of Lebanon on the Israeli border. We cannot reach them. They lack of everything. They lack flour, they lack medicine, they lack water, they lack everything.
The message coming from Israel, though, and with the support of the United States, is that this bombardment will not stop, at least in the immediate future, that they are going to go ahead, and the U.S. will back them in trying to really downgrade, if not destroy, Hezbollah.
Well, what we see now that Lebanon is being destroyed, not Hezbollah.
Ms. Mouawad, you are a cabinet minister. You have fellow cabinet ministers who are members of Hezbollah. What kind of pressure are you or your fellow ministers exerting on them to try to resolve this? Who's talking to them?
We are being very frank with each other.
Are any of you going to the Hezbollah ministers and saying, you have got to find a way to get those hostages returned so that this country isn't completely destroyed?
To be honest with you, until now, we have no real signal that they are ready to give back the hostages. They haven't given us clearly their conditions.
It doesn't sound, then, that there's any immediate prospect for things changing.
That's why I'm telling you, we are living a humanitarian disaster that is growing every hour, and there is no solution at the end of the day.
Ms. Mouawad, in the end, do you think that there will be a role for an international force, a force with some muscle, to go into the south of Lebanon and stabilize the situation there?
It's a possibility that is being very seriously studied, but of course, we have to ensure a climate for this UN force, if ever it's one of the solutions.
And what should happen to Hezbollah?
Hezbollah has to realize that they are a strong political part and party, but their heavy armament should be only in the hands of the Lebanese army under the rule of the Lebanese government.
Naila Mouawad, thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you, Minister.
Naila Mouawad is Lebanon's Minister for Social Affairs. She spoke with us from Beirut.
The leader of Hezbollah, Sheikh Hassan Nasrallah, has been described as soft-spoken and extremely serious. He's also been described as a terrorist. And he's vying to become one of the most important leaders in the Arab world. You can read a profile of Nasrallah at npr.org.